We serve a mighty God.
Vi tjener en mäktig Gud.
I've always asked God to help me and guide me with.
Jag har alltid bett Herren om att leda mig och vägleda mig.
And it's with time and place.
Och det handlar om tid och sted.
I don't want to be in the right place at the wrong time.
Jag vill inte vara på rätt sted till fel tid.
It's very important to understand the times that we're in.
Det är viktigt att förstå tiden när vi lever i.
And right now.
Och akkurat nu.
This weekend for many people who are in Christian circles.
Och denna helgen som nu är i kristna cirklar.
They will be celebrating Palm Sunday.
Och då firar man palmesöndag nu på söndag.
But we're actually behind.
Men vi ligger lite efter egentligen.
Because tomorrow will be Passover.
För imorgon så är det påske.
It actually will be Passover.
Imorgon så är det egentligen påske.
So now our calendar is lagging behind.
Så vår kalender ligger efter den judiska.
And that's a sign in itself.
Och det är ett tecken i sig själv.
That's a sign to us in itself.
Det är ett tecken för oss i sig själv.
And I was early this morning before the Lord.
Och jag var i morges inför Herren.
And I was thinking about where we are as a church.
Och jag tänkte på var är vi som en menighet?
How we are lacking behind.
Hvordan vi ligger efter.
Not understanding the times.
Det att förstå tiderna.
And it's very interesting.
Och det är väldigt intressant.
But of course they will have Palm Sunday.
Och det är ju klart palmesöndag.
Around the world as Christians.
Som kristna så firar vi det runt om i hela världen.
And it's very interesting.
Och det är väldigt intressant.
That in the word of God.
Att i Guds ord.
He actually tells us.
Så säger han till oss.
God, how Jesus.
Hvordan Jesus.
He was quite distressed.
Han var ganska upprörd.
Because when he came into Jerusalem.
För att när han kom in i Jerusalem.
And they were shouting Hosanna, Hosanna.
Och de ropte Hosanna.
He started crying.
Så började han att gråta.
Why was he crying?
Varför gråt han?
Because they missed their time of visitation.
För de hade missat sin besökelsestid.
So I'm very conscious.
Så jag är väldigt bevisst på.
This is now 6 years.
Att nu är det 6 år sedan.
Since he raised me from the dead.
Sedan han väckte mig från de döda.
And every day is a bonus to me.
Och var dag är som en bonus för mig.
Every day is a bonus.
Var dag är som en bonus.
And I get invitations to come all kinds of places.
Och jag får invitationer att komma alla slags städer.
But I'm very, very, very slow to take invitations.
Men jag är väldigt sen till att ta emot invitationer.
Actually, it was Birger who was my conscience.
Det var Birger som var min samvittighet i förhållande till denna helgen.
He kept reminding me.
Han höll på att minna mig att vi ska dit denna helgen.
You made a promise.
Du har gett löfte.
Last year. But I'm so glad I can.
Men jag är så glad för att vara här.
I really am.
Jag verkligen är det.
And also too.
Och också.
To hear Birger and Kjell ministering.
De har fått höra Birger och Kjell också dela Guds ord.
And I, as Birger was speaking about the victory.
Och när Birger talat om segern.
That came in the valley.
I det som fanns sted i denna dalen.
And they were there in the place of the wilderness of Tekoa.
Och de var i den ödemarken Tekoa hette det.
And a wilderness is not a desert.
Och en ödemark är inte en öken.
In a desert nothing can really grow.
För att i en öken där växer det egentligen ingenting.
But a wilderness is an uncultivated place.
Men en ödemark eller det är en okultiverad som inte har blivit alltså det har inte blivit bearbetad jord.
And Tekoa speaks of the trumpet.
Och Tekoa talar om trumpeten.
And as Birger was speaking last night.
Och när Birger delte igår kväll.
I was saying Lord.
Jag sa Herre.
Let this pass over for the Jews.
Låt denna påsken för judarna.
That begins tomorrow night.
Som börjar imorgon kväll.
Let it be a time where they hear the trumpet of God.
Låt det bli en tid där de får höra Guds trumpet.
Let it be a time, O God, that Israel will know that you are God and you are God alone.
Låt Israel få känna och veta att du är Gud och du är Gud alene.
But you know, there are many times in the Bible.
Det är många ställen i Bibeln
that we see that victory comes through praise.
Där vi ser segern kommer genom lovprisning.
Joshua chapter 6.
I Josua kapitel 6.
We see that for 6 days.
Vi ser att i 6 dagar.
God told Joshua, tell the people keep to keep their mouth shut.
Og de også holde sin munn stille.
Don't open their mouth until the seventh day.
Ikke åpne munnen før den sjuende dagen.
Six speaks of humanity.
Og seks taler om det menneskelige, kjødelige.
And you know what they could be saying if they were talking.
Og du vet hva de kunne sagt om de pratet utifra sitt kjøtt.
What are we walking around
these walls? Hvorfor vandrer vi rundt her?
What's all this all
about? Hva poenget med alt dette vi holder på med?
Six speaks of humanity.
Sex taler om det menneskelige.
When I even think about even when David brought the ark back the wrong way.
Kan du se hvordan også David brakte arken tilbake på gal måte?
He had a good desire.
Han hadde jo en oppriktig lengsel.
But he didn't seek God how to fulfill that desire.
Men han søkte ikke Gud hvordan han skulle fullføre dette oppdraget.
And a man lost his life.
Og en mann mistet sitt liv.
And he meant well too.
Han mente også vel.
But when David brought it back the second time.
Men når David brakte arken tilbake for andre gang.
Every six steps.
Hver sjette steg.
They stopped.
Så stoppet de opp.
And begin to sacrifice.
Og begynte å gjøre et offer.
I believe with all my heart.
Jeg tror av hele mitt hjerte.
That Norway.
At Norge.
Needs to have its praise back.
Trenger å få sin lovprisning tilbake.
And I don't just mean singing songs.
Jeg mener ikke bare å synge sanger.
In the Bible, when it speaks about praise, there are several names that are given to the different types of praise. I haven't got time to go through that.
Ja, og i bibelsk sammenheng og i konteksten så ser vi at det finnes ulike navn på ulike typer lovprisning.
But I want to encourage you tonight.
Men jeg vil oppmuntre oss i kveld.
And I'm just going to read the scriptures.
Og jeg vil lese skriftene for oss.
The beautiful thing about being here.
Det nydelige med å være her.
It just always takes me back to my childhood.
Det tar meg alltid tilbake til min barndom.
I had a wonderful childhood.
Jeg hadde en nydelig barndom.
Oh, I had a very blessed childhood.
Jeg hadde en veldig velsignet barndom.
And I spent a lot of my childhood in Norway.
Og jeg brukte mye tid i Norge.
Yeah, hearing these songs.
Og hørte disse sangene som vi synger.
Nå skal vi synge.
134.
Yeah, exactly.
Nå skal vi synge 134.
And I just it had a lot of impact in my life very much.
Og det hadde en stor påvirkning på mitt liv.
But when I was a boy,
men når jeg var en ung gutt,
I didn't know that God was going to raise me up to come to Norway so often.
Så visste ikke at Herren skulle fostre meg opp og la meg få reise til Norge så mye.
But it was Norway that brought the gospel to my mother.
Men det var Norge som brakte evangeliet til min mamma.
And somehow by his grace he's allowed me to be with you beautiful people.
Og på en eller annen måte så har Herren tillatt meg få være sammen med dere vakre folk.
But there's power in praise.
Men det kraft i lovprisning.
There's power in praise.
Det kraft i lovprisning.
We saw there as Birger told us last night.
Og vi hørte i går når Birger delte.
When Jehoshaphat said my eyes are upon you.
Men Jehoshaphat sa mine øyne er vendt imot deg.
And God gave him direction.
Så ga Herren han direksjon eller veiledning og retning.
And when they praised God.
Og når de priste Herren.
The enemy was defeated.
Så ble fienden beseiret.
We saw when Jericho on the seventh day praised God.
Vi så at på den syvende dagen begynte de å prise Herren.
The walls came down.
Og da kom murene ned.
We saw Paul and Silas in prison.
Vi så Paulus og Silas i fengsel.
When they praised God.
Når de begynte å prise Herren.
That's now New Testament.
Og nå vi over i Nytestamentet.
Not just the walls came down.
Ikke bare murene kom ned.
But the jailer and his family got saved.
Men fengselsvokteren og familien ble frelst.
And not just the jail, just Paul and Silas. Prison walls
og ikke bare Paulus og Silas sine fengselsdører åpner seg.
The Bible said everyone's door, every prisoner's door.
Alle fengselsdørene åpner seg.
We need to get our praise back.
Vi trenger å få vår lovprisning tilbake.
Psalms 92 verse 1.
Salme 92 og vers 1.
Let's just establish this right now.
Vi skal bare etablere dette.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praise unto his name, O Most High.
Det godt å prise Herren og lovsynge ditt navn, du den høyeste.
To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night.
Og forkynne din godhet om morgenen og din trofasthet hver natt.
When it says to show forth, it means to proclaim.
Og det betyr altså å proklamere.
Amen, and we're here to proclaim.
Vi her for å proklamere.
And through these meetings, even the singing.
Og gjennom disse møtene og også gjennom sangen.
All I could hear is a proclamation of the goodness of God.
Så fikk jeg har vi fått høre proklamasjoner om Guds godhet.
This is what our nations need to hear.
Det dette var vår nasjon trenger å høre.
And we'll look at the scriptures.
Og se på skriftene.
And we'll see.
Så vil vi se.
How we're talking about evangelism.
Vi ser på, vi taler om evangelisering.
But God inhabits the praise of his people.
Men Gud, han bor eller tar bolig I sitt folks lovprisning.
In 1 Corinthians 15:57.
Og I 1. Korinterne 15:57.
It says, but thanks be to God.
Men takket være Herren.
Who gives us the victory.
Som alltid lar oss vinne seier.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Gjennom vår Herre Jesus Kristus.
Today Pastor Birger shared about the power in the cross.
Og I ettermiddag delte Birger om kraften I korset.
Everyone has to come through the cross.
Alle må gå gjennom korset.
I was sent a clip today, this morning.
Jeg ble sendt et videoklipp I morges.
Of a brother who's back in England.
Om en bror som tilbake I England.
A Christian brother.
En kristen bror.
And he was at speaker's corner.
Og han sto på denne speaker's corner.
And he was just giving the gospel.
Og han bare sto der og talte ut av evangeliet. Det et sted I London hvor hvem som helst kan komme og tale.
And the Muslims were around him.
Og muslimene var rundt der.
And they were coming and saying, you're talking rubbish.
Og de sa til han, du taler tull.
And you see him just standing there.
Og han bare sto der.
Bringing the gospel.
Og forkynt evangeliet.
And he said, Israel was there long before Muhammad came.
Og han sa, Israel var der lenge før Muhammad kom.
And they were getting angry, but they couldn't deny it.
Og de ble sinna, men de kunne ikke fornekte det.
And they were coming from all sides.
Og de kom fra alle sider.
And then he began just to speak the truth.
Og så talte han sannhetens ord.
And the next thing that happened.
Og det neste som skjedde.
The Muslims started to argue with each other.
Så begynte muslimene å diskutere med hverandre.
That's what I saw this morning.
Det var det jeg så I morges.
When we speak the truth.
Når vi taler sannheten.
Truth sets free.
Så setter sannheten fri.
It was amazing.
Og det var forunderlig.
That the Muslims started to argue with each other.
At muslimene begynte å diskutere med hverandre.
And he said, can you see what I'm saying?
Og han sa, kan dere se hva jeg mener?
You are confused.
Dere forvirret.
You are illiterate.
Det bare bokstavelig.
Do you know what they were doing?
Vet du hva de gjorde etterpå?
They were hugging him.
De klemte han.
Let's get back.
La oss komme tilbake.
Let's get back.
La oss komme tilbake.
To praising God.
Til å prise Herren.
For who he is.
For hvem han
For who he is.
For hvem han
Not just for what he does.
Ikke bare for hva han gjør.
But for who he is.
Men for hvem han
In Deuteronomy 20 verse 4.
I 5. Mosebok kapittel 20.
For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory.
Ja, for Herren deres Gud som selv går med dere, han skal krige for dere mot fiende deres, så han frelser dere. Det var kapittel 20, vers 4 I 5. Mosebok.
I thank God I'm not fighting this battle.
Jeg takker Gud for at det ikke jeg som kjemper denne kampen.
I thank the Lord that he has already won the battle.
Men jeg takker Herren for at han allerede har seiret denne kampen.
And he gives us the victory.
Og så har han gitt seieren til oss.
Hebrews 13, verse 15.
Og Hebreerne 13, vers 15.
Through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise.
Så la oss da ved ham alltid kontinuerlig offre lovprisningsoffer.
To God that is the fruit of our lips.
Og det frukt av lepper.
As we acknowledge his name.
Som priser hans navn.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Halleluja. And we need it's time now that we really need to get back to praising the Lord, not just in church.
Vi trenger å komme tilbake og prise Herren I disse tider, ikke bare når vi kommer sammen I menighetene.
Let's go to Psalm 63, big. I just want to just bring the word of God.
Salme 63.
Because the word of God is not going to return void.
Du ser Herrens ord, det vender ikke tomt tilbake.
I've got to read from verse 1 to 5.
Vi skal lese fra vers 1 til 5.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many want to have the victory in every area of your life?
Hvor mange vil ha seier på alle områder I livet?
Come on, how many will have the victory?
Hvor mange ønsker å ha seier?
Ja. Amen. Now, listen to this very carefully. This is David.
Herr David.
He's running away from his son.
Han på flykt borti fra sønnen sin.
Absalom.
Absalom.
Absalom wants to take over.
Absalom vil ta over.
Actually, he wants to take the life of his father.
Og han vil egentlig drepe sin far.
But I want to tell you something.
Men jeg vil si dere noe.
You may find yourself in a situation.
Kanskje du finner deg selv I en situasjon.
Where you find it hard to praise the Lord.
Der du finner det vanskelig og tungt å prise Herren.
Because the circumstance.
Fordi omstendighetene dine.
The circumstance.
Omstendighetene.
Is oppressing you.
Det å trykke deg ned.
But thank God he gives us a memory.
Men takk Herren for at han gir oss et minne.
You know, on the day I was coming here.
Du ser dagen jeg kom hit.
I have a precious couple in our church, young couple.
Så har et ungt flott par I menigheten.
And they got married a few years ago.
De ble gift for noen år siden.
and I conducted, of course, the wedding.
Och jag via dem då.
And they were having their first child.
Och de hade sitt första barn.
And yeah, and I got news.
Och jag fick nyheter.
That the wife was rushed to hospital.
Att kona blev i hast tagen till sjukhuset.
She lost the baby.
Mista barnet.
And she also lost one of her ovaries.
Och hon miste också en av äggstockarna.
I was traveling as well.
Och jag var också ute och reste då.
And you know, these things, they just weaken you. It's like your children.
Och det är, du blir så svekka och svag för detta är barnet ditt.
When you're a pastor, it's like your own child.
Och när du är pastor, det är som ditt eget barn, detta par.
That was a very hard time.
Och det var en vansklig tid.
And then,
och då,
just a few months ago,
någon månad sedan,
she found that she was pregnant. They told her that she wouldn't probably get pregnant again.
Och de fortalte henne att du kommer sannolikt inte att kunna bli gravid igen, men hon blev gravid.
And it's good to have people traveling with you.
Och det är gott att ha någon som reser med dig.
Send them out two, God sent them out two by two.
Herren sände de ut två och två.
And I had Dalton with me.
Och jag hade Dalton med mig.
He's been with me now 25 years.
Han har varit med 29.
Kära Gud.
Han har varit med i 29 år.
29 years. Wow. He got saved and there are many like him that got saved.
Och det är många som han.
And they're still with me today.
De är framdeles med mig idag.
Faithful.
Trofaste.
It's one thing to see people say give their life to Jesus.
Det är en ting att se folk ge sitt liv till Jesus.
My life is not just about leading people to Jesus.
Men mitt liv handlar inte bara om att föra människor till Jesus.
My life is about making disciples.
Men det handlar om att göra discipler.
He told me go and make disciples.
Han sa till mig gå och gör discipler.
Not of myself but of him.
Inte av mig men av han.
And I just thank God today.
Och jag tackar Gud idag.
I really do.
Jag verkligen gör det.
But we were just about would we get on the plane when I got the news?
Och jag kom på flyet när jag fick nyheten.
Just before we got on the plane.
Rätt för vi kom på flyet.
That the husband sent me a text.
Och mannen henne sände mig en textmelding.
And said to me, please pray.
Och sa till mig, var så snill och be.
Because they said that there's complications.
Och de sa att det hade blivit komplikationer.
And the baby has 25% chance to live.
Och babyn har bara 25% för att överleva.
And straight away, oof, this thing
came. Och då slog ju det som har skett för bara kom starkt över mig igen.
You know, that's natural.
Det är naturligt.
But even in the dark places.
Men själv i det mörke.
The Bible says he's hidden in darkness.
Så står det han är gömd i mörke.
And right there and then.
Och akkurat där och då.
We began to pray.
Så började vi att be.
And we began to just praise the Lord.
Och vi började att prisa Herren.
Lord, you never let this her to get pregnant again.
Herre, du tillåt inte att hon ska bli gravid igen.
For this to happen.
För att detta ska ske igen.
Within a probably few minutes.
Och i löpande några få minuter.
Ping on our phone.
Så kom det en ny melding.
We got a the whole congregation.
Hela menigheten hemma.
Got the message.
Fick meldingen.
Everybody begin to pray.
Alla började be.
Within minutes.
Och i löpet av minuter.
Thank God for technology.
Tack Gud för teknologin.
Thank God for a church that prays together.
Tack Gud för en menighet som ber samman.
Thank God for people who prays together.
Tack menighet för en menighet som prisar Gud samman.
Let me tell you what happened.
Låt mig fortälla vad som skedde.
By the time we got to Norway.
När vi kom till Norge.
I think I just arrived in what's the place where we was?
Sarpsborg. Ja, jag tror när vi kom till Sarpsborg på onsdag.
Next morning I got a message.
Och nästa morgon fick jag budskap.
God has come in.
Gud har kommit.
And baby and mother are fine.
Och både baby och mamman har det fint.
Listen to me.
Lyssna till mig.
It's time.
Det är tid.
To praise the Lord.
Till att prisa Herren.
Amen. It's time to praise the
det
Lord.
Det är tid för att prisa Herren.
Not just be inspired.
Inte bara bli inspirerad.
Inspiration just moves.
För inspiration, det beväger oss.
But a revelation changes.
Men en uppenbaring förändrar oss.
This is David.
Det här är David.
He knew that for 20 years.
Han visste att för 20 år.
He had to survive in the wilderness.
Så måste han överleva ute i ödemarken.
And now he's running from his own son.
Och nu är han på flykt ifrån sin egen son.
But let me tell you.
Men låt mig säga det här.
He stands.
Han står.
He looks into the Judean wilderness.
Och han ser in i den judeiska vildmarken, ödemarken.
And he doesn't get taken up with what his son's doing.
Och han blir inte upptatt av vad sonen hans håller på med.
He says these words.
Men han säger dessa orden.
Oh God.
Oh Gud.
Thou art my God.
Du är min Gud.
Early will I seek thee.
Tidlig om morgenen vil jeg søke deg.
My soul thirsts for you.
For min sjel tørster etter deg.
And my flesh.
Og mitt legeme.
Longs for you.
Tæres av lengsel etter deg.
In a dry and thirsty land.
I et land med tørke og tørst.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
Normally.
Normalt.
Our flesh is longing after the opposite of what God wants.
Så vil kjød være gå imot alt annet enn det Gud vil.
But David was a praiser.
Men David var en lovpriser.
He was a worshipper.
Han var en tilbeder.
And even in this situation.
Og selv i denne situasjonen.
When it seems his whole kingdom's been taken away from him.
Når det ser ut som hele hans kongerike var tatt fra ham.
He said, "Oh God."
Så sier han, "Åh Gud."
I don't worship the kingdom.
Jeg tilber ikke kongeriket.
You are still God.
Du fremdeles Gud.
And my flesh and my soul.
Og mitt kjød og min Og mitt legeme og min sjel tørster, lengter etter deg.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
To see your power.
For å se din kraft.
And your glory.
Og din herlighet.
Like I saw in the sanctuary.
Slik jeg så deg I helligdommen.
Listen to me, church.
Lytt til deg, menighet.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
When you leave from church on a Sunday.
Når du forlater menigheten på søndagen.
Don't stop praising him on a Monday.
Ikke slutt å prise ham på mandagen.
Halleluja. Are you hearing me?
Hører du meg?
You should be praising him even more.
Vi skal prise ham enda mer på mandagen.
On Monday.
På mandagen.
Than you did on Sunday.
Enn det vi gjorde på søndagen.
Because you, now you're in Monday.
For nå du på mandag.
And you're saying, God, I want to thank and praise you.
Og du sier, Gud, jeg vil takke og prise deg.
Allow me to see another new day.
La meg få se en ny dag.
He said, I long to see your power.
Jeg lengter etter å få se din kraft.
He said, because your loving kindness.
Fordi din miskunnhet.
Is better than life.
Bedre enn livet.
And my lips will praise
you. Og mine lepper skal prise deg.
When my lips praises you, Lord.
For når mine lepper priser deg, Herre.
I says here, then I will bless you.
Så vil jeg love deg og velsigne deg.
While I live.
Så lenge jeg lever.
Dead people can't praise God.
Døde mennesker priser ikke Herren.
Ja. Are you hear me?
Hører du meg?
Dead people can't praise God.
Døde mennesker priser ikke Herren.
A dead church can't praise God.
Og en død menighet kan heller ikke prise Herren.
Nei. When I praise you, Lord.
Når jeg priser deg, Herre.
He said in verse 4, thus I will bless you while I live, and I will lift my hands in your name.
Slik vil jeg love deg så lenge jeg lever, I ditt navn vil jeg løfte mine hender.
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
Med marg og fett mettes min sjel, og min munn skal love deg med jublende lepper.
I thought, Lord.
Tenkte, Herre,
I live in London.
Jeg lever I London.
I've never seen that man before.
Jeg har aldri sett den mannen før.
Why did you let me see that man?
Hvorfor lot du meg få se den mannen?
Why would that come on my phone now?
Hvorfor kom det på min telefon nå?
At this time.
På denne tiden.
And you know what really got me?
Vet du hva som virkelig grep meg?
When the man was talking about Jesus.
Når mannen pratet om Jesus.
He was talking. You saw it.
Du
he was talking.
Han pratet
to these Muslims,
til muslimene.
But he was praising
men
God.
Mens han priste Herren.
And you see the Muslims.
Og du ser muslimene.
Getting so confused.
De var så forvirret.
And they were coming at him.
Og de kom imot ham.
And then in the end they start to agree with him.
Og så etterpå slutten så var de jo enige med ham.
And they start to say, he said, what are you doing here?
Hva sa, hva gjør dere her?
What are you doing in England?
Hva gjør dere I England?
If your religion is so great.
Og hvis deres religion så fantastisk.
Why are you coming to England?
Hvorfor kommer dere til England?
I said, how can you tell us where we should go? They said,
ja, men skal du fortelle oss hvor vi skal dra?
He said, if your religion is so good.
Hvis deres religion så bra.
Why are your countries places you can't be? Why is your country the place?
Hvorfor deres land ikke det landet dere kan være I?
Why are you killing each other?
Hvorfor dreper dere hverandre?
You cannot say that.
Det kan du ikke si.
To a Muslim.
Til en muslim.
Unless you have the power of God in you.
Om ikke du har Guds kraft I deg.
And the Muslims turned to each other.
Og muslimene vendte seg mot hverandre.
And they start to fight each other.
Og de begynte å kjempe mot hverandre.
And then they had to agree.
Og så måtte de bli enige.
You know why he wasn't just talking.
For du ser han pratet ikke bare.
That was a man who knew his God.
Det var en mann som kjente sin Gud.
And he was praising his God.
Og han priste sin Gud.
Praising God does not just mean that you're saying, "Oh Lord, I love you. I'm grateful." No.
Nei, det du ser det å prise Herren ikke bare at du sier, oh, "Herre, jeg elsker deg. Du nydelig og underbar."
You praise God by your lifestyle.
Nei, du priser Herren med din livsstil.
Ja. Gone a bit quiet now.
Det ble stille.
Amen. Psalm 71 verse 8.
Salme 71 vers 8.
Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with the honor all the day.
La min munn fylles med din pris og med din ære dagen lang.
Ja, dagen lang. Not one hour.
Ikke en time.
Dagen lang.
Dagen lang.
Let my mouth be filled with your praise that honors you all day long.
La min munn fylles med din pris og med din ære dagen lang.
Look at verse 14.
Vers 14.
But I will hope continually and will praise thee more and more.
Men jeg vil alltid håpe og jeg vil prise deg mer og mer.
You see.
Du ser.
From Sunday to Sunday.
Fra søndag til søndag.
For many Christians.
For mange kristne.
By the time Sunday comes again.
Når søndagen kommer igjen.
The praise team.
Lovsangsteamet.
Has to pumpe, pumpe.
Så må lovsangsteamet, de må pumpe opp forsamlingen.
And the congregation is there.
Og forsamlingen sitter sånn.
And the singers, they go.
Og sangerne, de pumper.
Hallelujah. Abba! Oh, you know, all this sort of stuff.
Og så begynner man å pumpe.
And the congregation is just sitting there.
Og forsamlingen sitter der.
You know why?
Vet du hvorfor?
You have not been praising the Lord all day long.
Fordi at du har ikke prist Herren hele dagen.
No. Because if you were praising
Fordi at
God,
om du var en sånn som priste da, Herren hele dagen,
you would fulfill Psalms 100.
Da ville du være i Salme 100.
I will enter his gates.
Jeg kommer inn i hans porter med lovpris. Halleluja.
Oh, halleluja.
Halleluja.
In
1947,
there was a great move of God.
Så var det en sterk bevegelse, vekkelse av Gud.
In North America.
I Nord-Amerika.
It started actually in Canada in North Battleford.
Det begynte i, faktisk i Canada, i et sted som heter North Battleford.
Some young men.
Unge menn
were in Bible school,
var på bibelskole,
and they were being taught the scriptures.
Og de ble undervist i skriftene.
But they got so caught up.
Men de ble så opptatt
with the goodness of God,
med Guds godhet.
They decided to fast.
At de bestemte seg for
they
å faste.
Wanted the presence of God.
De ville ha Guds nærvær.
They wanted the presence of God.
De ville ha Guds nærvær.
And what happened is,
og det som skjedde,
for 2 weeks,
i 2 uker,
they end up being together.
Så var de sammen.
And the presence of God came down in North Battleford.
Og Guds nærvær slo ned i North Battleford.
In North Battleford. And revival broke out.
Og vekkelse brøt løs.
Out of that whole thing,
ut av det som skjedde der,
came many ministers.
Kom ut av derfor kom det mange Herrens tjenere.
I can call some of their names, but I won't.
Og jeg kunne sagt noen av navnene dere ville kjent
because
igjen.
Because many of them became very famous.
For noen av dem ble veldig kjente.
And they built a monument for themselves.
Og de bygde på en måte et monument for seg selv.
But those original men,
men de originale mennene, de som startet dette,
they never ever took any credit upon themselves.
De tok aldri ære for noe av dette selv.
And that move of God.
Og den vekkelsen fra Gud
continued to be a move where many miracles happened.
Og det var en bevegelse der mange tegn og under fulgte med.
I 1990, I had to make a choice.
Så måtte jeg gjøre et valg.
Whether to stay in my job in business.
Og enten å forbli i min jobb.
Or come out.
Jeg jobbet i forretningslivet.
Or come out full time.
Eller komme ut i fulltidstjeneste for Herren.
And be a pastor.
Og være en pastor.
There are many people who's getting saved on my job.
Og mange ble frelst på jobben min.
There are people in the church today, which is now 40 years later. 34 years later.
Der er noen som 44 år senere.
Who got saved 40 years ago on my job.
Som ble frelst 40 år siden på jobben min.
And they are with me today.
Og de er sammen med meg i dag i menigheten.
I've learned the power of praise.
Jeg har fått lære å kjenne kraften i lovprisning.
Listen. I've seen people come to Jesus.
Jeg har sett mennesker komme til Jesus.
Not because I've been witnessing to them.
Ikke fordi jeg har vitnet til dem.
But because they've seen me praising him.
Men fordi at de har sett meg prise Jesus.
Are you hearing me? It's nice tralala in church. That's nice.
Det er fint å ha litt tralala i menighetene.
But on your job.
Men på jobben.
In your community.
I ditt lokalsamfunn.
When you're working.
Når du jobber.
And you're saying, I love you, Jesus.
Du sier, jeg elsker deg, Jesus.
Oh God, you're so good.
Gud, du er så god.
Something happens.
Og noe skjer.
And you can say to people.
Og du kan si til folk.
God can fix this.
Gud kan fikse dette.
You're giving glory to him.
Da gir du ære til ham.
I left my job.
Jeg forlot min jobb.
With no income.
Men og hadde ingen inntekt
from a church.
Fra en menighet.
No one was going to pay me.
Ingen var der for å betale meg.
But I had to make a decision.
Men jeg måtte ta et valg.
To become rich by the job I had.
Enten å bli rik via jobben jeg hadde.
Or to come into the riches of the kingdom.
Eller komme inn i rikdommene som var i Guds rike.
I left my job.
Og jeg forlot min jobb.
I had a wife.
Jeg hadde en kone.
Just be married a year.
Og et gift et år.
Had a baby on the way.
Og hadde baby, barn som var på vei.
And suddenly I got a letter.
Og plutselig fikk jeg et brev.
From Canada.
Fra Canada.
North Battleford.
Fra North Battleford.
From the men who were now 80 years old.
Fra de mennene som nå var blitt 80 år gamle.
And plus that.
Og pluss det.
And they were the boys.
Og de var jo disse guttene.
Was there, who were there in 1947.
Som var der i 1947.
Listen to me very carefully.
Lytt til meg nøye.
I'm sharing my heart with you.
Jeg deler mitt hjerte med dere i kveld.
What I'm about to share.
For det som jeg skal dele med dere nå.
I never shared in public in Norway in my life.
Har jeg aldri delt i offentligheten i Norge noen gang.
But there's something happening now.
Men det er noe som skjer nå.
There's something happening.
Det er noe som skjer nå.
This is not Palm Sunday weekend.
Dette er ikke palmesøndag helga.
This is Passover.
Dette er påske.
Now listen very carefully.
Og lytt nøye nå.
These men flew me over.
Disse mennene fikk meg over.
I was just a young man.
Jeg var jo en ung mann.
I was now 31 years old.
Og jeg var 31 år gammel.
And these men, I went to North Battleford.
Og jeg dro til North Battleford.
The place where this revival had broken out.
Stedet hvor denne vekkelsen hadde brutt løs.
When I got there.
Og når jeg kom dit.
I was just a boy.
Så var jeg en liten gutt.
These were all older
ung gutt,
men.
Ung mann.
And they said to me,
og de sa til meg,
Dennis, we want you,
vi vil at du,
to come with us,
skal komme med oss,
into the cloud room,
into a cloud room, et rom med skyer.
I've taken you there, Birger.
Ja, jeg har vært der.
Into the cloud room.
Inn i dette cloud room.
There was about 12 old men.
Det var 12 menn der, gamle menn.
And before. There were 16 services.
Og de hadde 16 møter.
That I would have to go to.
Som jeg måtte gå på.
In the meeting room there's over 1,000 people.
Og i møtene var det over 1,000 mennesker.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
Why am I sharing this?
Hvorfor deler jeg dette?
Because he has brought me a long way.
For han har tatt meg en lang vei.
He's brought me from death.
Han har tatt meg fra døden.
To see what he's about to do.
For å se hva han skal gjøre.
In Norway now.
I Norge nå.
And it's going to happen.
Og
it's going to happen.
Og det skal skje.
Through the church getting their praise back.
Ved at menigheten får sin lovprisning tilbake.
When they took me into the room.
Når de tok meg inn i rommet.
No one was praying words.
Ingen ba ord.
All these old men.
Alle disse gamle mennene.
On the floor.
De lå på gulvet.
And for 1 hour.
Og i en time.
All they were saying.
Alt de sa.
Is hallelujah.
Det var halleluja.
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 1 hour! I en time!
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
I didn't know what hit me.
Jeg vet ikke hva som slo ned i meg.
Do you know the highest praise is hallelujah?
Du vet at den høyeste form for lovprisning er halleluja.
You can't get higher than hallelujah!
Halleluja!
And I found myself weeping!
Og jeg fant meg selv at jeg satt der og gråt.
This was just the first meeting!
Det var det første møtet.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
And what happened? They would say hallelujah in different tones.
Og de sa halleluja i ulike toner.
So it sounded like different words, but it was the same word.
Så det hørtes ut som forskjellige ord, men det var det samme ordet.
Listen to what happened.
Litt hva som skjedde.
I would walk into that meeting with them.
Jeg gikk inn i det møterommet.
1,000 people.
1,000 mennesker.
No one would be on the platform.
Ingen var på plattformen.
No one on the platform.
Ingen var på plattformen.
And everyone would just sit.
Og alle bare satt.
Just sit. Thanking Jesus.
Og takket Jesus.
And then suddenly.
Og plutselig.
In the congregation.
I forsamlingen.
One person. Just any person.
Det var bare en vilkårlig person.
Start to sing.
Begynte å synge.
I have this all on tape.
Jeg hadde dette, har dette på tape.
And then suddenly you hear one voice.
Så hørte du en stemme.
And two voice.
Og to stemmer.
It goes up.
Og så kom det flere.
Thousand people.
Og så var det 1000 mennesker.
Then someone.
Og så noen.
Would come up on the platform.
Kom på plattformen.
Go to the grand piano.
Gikk til det store pianoet.
Someone. Whoever's led, go to the organ.
En som ble leder, han gikk til.
Some pick up violin.
Noen tok fiolinen.
Trumpet.
Trompeten.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
There was a woman in one of the services.
Det var en kvinne i et av møtene.
She had a big cancer growth on her face.
Hun hadde en svær klump, kreftklump i ansiktet.
And this worship was going on.
Og denne lovprisningen fant sted.
No one touched that woman.
Ingen rørte ved henne.
No one prayed for her.
Ingen ba for
she
henne.
She just walked up the aisle.
Hun bare kom opp gjennom
she
gangen.
She walked around.
Og gikk rundt.
She spun around.
Og bare spinna rundt.
Went back to her seat.
Og gikk tilbake til setet
the
sitt.
The next morning.
Neste morgenen.
There was nothing on her
face. Det var det ingenting på hennes kinn.
I am not making this up.
Dette finner jeg ikke bare på.
In that first visit.
I dette første besøket.
To Canada.
I Canada.
I was called.
Så ble jeg kalt.
And they gave 8 prophecies, one after the other.
Og det kom 8 profetier, en etter den andre.
Over my life.
Over mitt liv.
Listen to me. I kept those recording for 30 odd years.
Jeg har hatt disse opptakene i over 38 år.
And never let anyone listen to them.
Og ingen har fått lytte til dem.
A few people are very close to me. I don't even know if I've let you hear. Have I let you hear before?
Yeah.
Very close people.
Men veldig få har fått høre dem.
Those prophecies.
De profetiene.
Prophesied.
Profeterte.
In 1990.
I 1990.
What God was going to do with my life.
Hva Gud skulle gjøre med mitt liv.
Every one of those prophecies.
En hver av de profetiene.
Has been fulfilled.
Blitt oppfylt.
And I never let preachers know that.
Og jeg har aldri latt noen predikanter få
høre. I never let preachers listen to them.
Jeg har aldri latt noen predikanter få høre på dem.
Why?
Vet du hvorfor?
It came from the valley of praise.
For det kom fra lovprisningsdalen.
And if it's God.
Og hvis det Herren.
It will reveal itself.
Da vil det åpenbare seg selv.
Are you hearing me?
Hører du meg?
Do you know what they done?
Vet du hva de gjorde?
7 years.
I 7 år.
For 7 years.
I 7 år.
They flew me back to Canada.
Så flydde de meg tilbake til Canada.
They adopted me.
De adopterte meg.
For 7 years.
I 7 år.
Every one of them.
Hver enkelt av dem.
And now with the Lord.
Nå alle sammen med Herren.
What I learned.
Men det jeg lærte der.
From those men.
Fra de mennene.
Is that your gift.
Det at din gave.
Can take you further than your character.
Din gave og ditt talent kan ta deg lengre enn din karakter kan bære deg.
And I heard they were going home.
Og jeg hørte at de var gått hjem til Herren.
It was something like big parts of my life taken away.
Så det var akkurat som en stor del av livet mitt var tatt bort ifra meg.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
What Norway needs.
Hva Norge trenger. Det folk.
Who would just praise the Lord.
Som bare priser Herren.
71 verse 22. And 24.
Ja, vi tar fortsatt i Salme 71, vers 22.
Read down for a bigger.
22-24.
Yeah.
Og med harpe vil jeg prise deg. Ja, din trofasthet, min Gud, jeg vil lovsynge med lyre i Israels hellige. Mine lepper skal juble når jeg lovsynger deg, og min sjel som du har forløst. Min tunge skal tale om din rettferdighet hele dagen, for de er blitt til skamme, og de er blitt vanæret, de som søker å gjøre meg ondt.
Go to one, Psalms 119, 164, I think it is.
119,
verse 164.
Ja, vi går til Salme 119.
Listen to this. I keep hearing all the time.
Jeg hører hele tiden.
That people are waiting for a revival to come.
At folk venter på at vekkelsen skal komme.
Revival is coming, revival is coming.
Vekkelse kommer, vekkelse kommer.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
Revival starts with us individually.
Vekkelse starter med oss individuellt.
And if you want revival to break out where you are.
Om du vill att väckelse ska bryta lös där var du är.
You need to start praising the Lord.
Så må du börja prisa Herren.
Look at Psalms, look at the one verse 164.
164 vers 107 gånger om dagen priser jag dig, eller lovar jag dig. För dina rättfärdiga domar.
How many people praise him even once a day?
Hur många är det som prisar Herren en gång om dagen?
I saw my Shell this morning.
Jeg så Kjell i morges.
He told us that he, when he, I know Shell anyway.
Jeg kjenner jo Kjell.
When you wake up in the morning, I know you do that regular.
Jeg vet at når han våkner om morgenen, det gjør Kjell.
Seven times.
Men her står det 7 ganger.
It's time now.
Det er tid nå.
That we set in our day clock.
Det vi setter inn i vår tidskalender.
Put it in your clock.
Bare legg det inn på klokka di.
I'm going to stop at certain times.
Jeg skal stoppe på et spesielt tidspunkt i løpet av dagen.
And I'm going to break into
praise. Og så skal jeg prise Herren.
Start to think of his goodness.
Jeg skal tenke på hans godhet.
Let's open the window for revival to come through.
La oss åpne vinduet så vekkelsen kan forløses.
I will praise you, Lord.
Jeg vil prise deg, Herre.
I know it works.
Jeg vet det fungerer.
I know it works.
Jeg vet det virker.
I will praise you, Lord.
Jeg vil prise deg, Herre.
I will praise you, Lord.
Jeg vil prise deg, Herre.
Halleluja.
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 You'll get healed instantly.
Du vil bli helbredet momentant.
Revival will happen.
Vekkelse vil komme.
Are you hearing me?
Hører du?
You can be just walking down in the shop.
Du kan gå I butikken.
And you start to glorify God.
Og du begynner å prise
Herren.
Father,
I thank you for who you are.
Far, jeg takker deg.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
And people will come to you.
Og folk vil komme til deg.
It happens all the time.
Det skjer hele tiden.
Because you're praising God.
Fordi at du priser Herren.
Your light comes on.
Ditt lys kommer på.
God inhabits the praise.
Og Gud tar bolig
God inhabits the praise.
Han tar bolig I vår lovsang.
God inhabits the praise.
Gud han tar imot vår lovsang.
He is just waiting.
Han bare venter.
For an opportunity,
for en mulighet,
to glorify himself,
så han kan få bli ära,
to glorify himself,
till att härliggöra sig själv,
to glorify himself,
till att härliggöra sig själv,
to glorify himself,
till att härliggöra sig själv.
He's waiting.
Han väntar.
To glorify himself,
till att härliggöra sig själv.
It is happening right now all through Iran.
Och det sker nu överallt I Iran.
All these other countries.
Och många av dessa länder där.
Where they haven't got the freedom we have.
Vilket de har vår frihet.
People are getting together.
Där folk kommer samman.
Where they can.
Var de kan.
And they're just praising God.
Och de prisar Herren.
We've been praising ourselves too much.
Vi har prist oss selv for mye.
We've been exalting ourselves too much.
Vi har opphøyet oss selv for mye.
It's time to praise the Lord.
Det tid for å prise Herren.
It's time to praise the Lord.
Det tid for å prise
Herren.
It's
time to praise the Lord.
Det tid for å prise Herren.
Amen. Are you hearing me?
Hører du meg?
Do you want to see the Goliaths come down?
Vil du se Goliatene komme ned?
Do you want to see that the spirit of religiousness broken?
Vil du se en ånd av religiøsitet bli brutt?
Then bring in the heart of David.
Ja, bring in Davids hjertelag.
And start to praise God.
Og begynn å prise Herren.
For who he is.
For hvem han
You'll see his glory come.
Da vil du se hans herlighet.
You'll see his glory come.
Du vil se hans herlighet komme.
You'll see his glory come.
Du vil se hans herlighet komme.
For 9 years.
I 9 år.
Every Friday night.
Nearly.
I was going with a team of people.
Så drog jag med ett team av människor.
To Trafalgar Square.
Till Trafalgar Square.
And we would just go to the homeless people.
Och vi gick till de hemlösa.
But we always stopped by a lion.
Men vi stoppade alltid vid en löve statue.
And we would pray there.
Och vi bad samman där.
And thank the Lord.
Och vi tackade Herren.
For those who were going to meet that night.
För de som vi skulle möta den kvällen.
The Lord told me.
Herren sa till mig.
Never tell people who you are.
Aldrig säg till folk vem du är.
Never tell them who you are.
Inte fortäll dem vem du är.
I want them to know me, not you.
Jag vill att de ska bli känt med mig, inte dig.
When you start to praise God,
och när du börjar prisa Herren,
you praise Him from the altar.
Du prisar Han från altaret.
And you are the sacrifice.
Och du är offeret.
Then you see Him glorified.
Då vill du få se Han härliggjort.
9 years we
I
were doing
år.
That. And we saw people come to the Lord.
Och vi såg folk komma till Herren.
But last May,
men I fjol I maj,
last May,
I fjol I maj,
we had a stage.
Så hade vi en svär scen
in the front between those lions.
I mellan två av dessa lövarna.
And over 4,000 people.
Och 4,000
tourists just walking past.
Så turister kom förbi
där. As prayer and praise was going.
Och lovprisning och bönner pågick.
People's eyes that were blind opened.
Och blinda ögon blev öppna.
Deaf ears opened.
Döda öron blev döva öron blev öppna.
Yeah, why?
Varför?
You have to practice your praise.
För vi måste praktisera vår lovprisning.
You have to practice your praise.
Vi måste praktisera vår lovprisning.
Anyone who plays an instrument.
En var som spelar ett instrument.
You don't just get up and play good like that.
Du går inte bara upp och spelar gott som det där.
You have to practice.
Nej, du måste öva.
We need to practice our praise.
Vi måste öva på vår lovprisning.
Well, we have a Muslim mayor.
Ja, vi har en muslimsk ordförare.
And he wouldn't have given us the Trafalgar Square.
Och han ville ju inte ge Trafalgar Square till oss.
But it was not his to give us.
Men det var inte hans beslutning att ge den till oss.
It belonged to God.
För den tillhör Herren.
And we have it. And now this May.
Och denna maj som kommer.
June, sorry. Yeah, June.
Juni.
We just got news that we have been given Parliament Square.
Men nå har vi fått parlamentplassen.
Parliament Square.
Plassen foran parlamentet.
Right in front of Parliament.
Rett framfor parlamentet.
We will praise.
Der skal vi prise Herren.
That will be our Valley of Tekoa.
Og det skal bli vår Tekoa, lovprisningsdal.
Amen. Oh, you hear me?
Halleluja.
I will bless the Lord at
all times.
Jeg vil
velsigne Herren til enhver tid.
He wants your praise to break out.
Han vil at din lovprisning skal bryte ut.
He wants your praise to break out.
Han vil at din lovprisning skal bryte ut.
Europe was touched by the power of God.
Europa ble berørt av Guds kraft.
Through praise.
Gjennom lovprisning.
When Paul and Silas was in prison.
Når Paulus og Silas satt i fengsel.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
It's time to praise the Lord.
Det tid for å prise Herren.
You've had good messages.
Dere har fått gode budskaper.
I'm not here just to preach to you.
Jeg ikke her bare for å preke til deg.
I was sat, I told Dalton.
Jeg sa til Dalton.
And I said, I thought, what am I doing here?
Og jeg sa, hva gjør jeg her?
You've got good preachers.
Vi har gode forkynnelser.
Two firemen. What am I doing here?
Hva gjør jeg her?
What am I doing here? And this morning.
And denne morgenen.
The Lord said to me, don't you say, what are you doing here?
Så sa Herre til meg, si ikke til deg selv, hva gjør du her?
You work for me, I don't work for
you. Du arbeider for meg, jeg arbeider ikke for deg, sa Herren.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I'm not here to preach a sermon to you.
Jeg er ikke her for å bare preke en preken.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Men jeg er her for å si dere i kveld.
It's time now, the rehearsal is over.
Øvelsen er over.
Battle going on.
Det er en krig som pågår, en kamp som pågår.
And we're about to win.
Og den skal vi vinne.
We're going to praise him.
Vi skal prise Herren.
We're praise him.
Vi skal prise Herren.
And we're going to be like David.
Og vi skal være som David.
Where our flesh and our soul.
Hvor vårt kjød, legeme og vår sjel.
Long for him.
Lengter etter Herren.
It's not about what you want.
Det handler ikke om hva du vil ha.
It's what God wants from you.
Men det er hva Herren vil ha fra deg.
He wants room.
Han vil ha rom.
He wants room.
Han vil ha rom.
To get into this nation.
Som vi kan gi han i denne nasjonen.
He wants room.
Han vil ha rom.
To move.
For å bevege seg.
Every Christian family.
Enhver kristen familie.
Should be a family.
Skal være en familie.
That builds an altar.
Som bygger et alter.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
It's one thing.
En ting.
To have a belief.
Å ha en tro.
But your belief.
Men din tro.
Must match your behavior.
Det må også sammenføres med din oppførsel.
What you say.
Hva du sier.
You should live.
Det skal du leve.
This is no sermon.
Dette er ikke en preken.
This is encouragement.
Dette er oppmuntring i kveld. Og så kommer kapittel 12.
And he says this.
Og så sier han dette.
I beg you.
Jeg formaner dere.
I beg you.
Jeg formaner dere.
By the mercies of God.
Ved Guds miskunn.
That you present your body.
At dere fremstiller deres legeme.
As a living sacrifice.
Som et levende og hellig offer.
Holy,
hellig,
and acceptable unto God.
Acceptabelt offer.
What has been happening in the churches?
Hva som har hendt og pågått i menigheten?
Is not acceptable to God.
Det er ikke akseptabelt for Herren.
It's not acceptable.
Det er ikke akseptabelt.
We have to clean the altar.
Vi må rense alteret.
Of all the things we've put on there.
For alt som vi har plassert der.
All of our talents.
Alle våre talenter.
All our gifts.
Alle våre gaver.
He doesn't want that.
Han vil ikke ha det.
He wants you.
Han vil ha deg.
He wants you.
Han vil ha deg.
And we climb on the altar.
Og vi klatrer på alteret.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Separation.
Det betyr separasjon.
Do not be conformed to this
bli
world.
Bli ikke like med denne verden.
But be transformed.
Men bli forvandlet.
Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
Change.
Forvandlet. Kjell.
It's not about a man.
Det handler ikke om en mann.
It's not about me.
Det handler ikke om meg.
It's about Jesus.
Men det handler om Jesus.
And I was here in Norway.
Og jeg var her i Norge.
But I was in the prayer meeting.
Jeg var i bønnemøtet.
And I began to cry.
Og jeg begynte å gråte.
When I heard them reading the scriptures.
Når jeg hørte dem lese skriftene.
And then going into prayer.
Og gikk inn i bønn.
We want to know.
Vi vil vite.
That we leave a legacy.
At vi etterlater oss en arv.
We leave a deposit.
Vi etterlater oss en verdi.
Get your praise back.
Få din lovprisning tilbake.
Don't put yourself down.
Ikke trykk deg selv
Don't
ned.
Say I'm too old.
Ikke si at du er for gammel.
Listen to me.
Lytt til meg.
Just a month ago.
For en måned siden.
I went to my mother's house.
Så gikk jeg til min mors hus.
It was her birthday.
Det var hennes bursdag.
She was 95 years old.
Hun var 95 år gammel.
And I went into my mother's house.
Og jeg gikk i min mors hus.
And my mother.
Og min mamma.
Was sitting.
Hun satt der.
With her hands up.
Med hennes hender oppløftet.
Glorifying
God. Og priste Herren.
glorified.
Och priste Herren.
I began to cry.
Och jag begynte att gråta.
I began to cry.
Jag begynte att gråta.
That was a girl who never had a mother.
Det var en jente som aldrig hade en mor.
She never had a mother.
Hon hade ingen mor.
Now you hear me? But a Norwegian woman.
Men en norsk kvinna.
When my mother was 10 years old.
När min mamma var 10 år gammal.
Came on a boat to Norway.
Kom på en båt från Norge.
Took young black children.
Och tog små svarta barn.
Under a tree.
Under ett träd.
And shared Jesus.
Och hon delte Jesus.
Not
med
just
dem.
A song.
Inte bara en sång.
Not just music.
Inte bara musik.
Shared Jesus.
Men hon delte Jesus.
And 10 years old.
Och 10 år gammal.
My mother gave her life to Jesus.
Så gav min mamma sitt liv till Jesus.
And now out of our family.
Och ut av vår familj.
We have reached over 80 countries
så
around the world.
Vi har nått över 80 nationer med evangeliet.
I'm going to 2 new countries this year.
Jag ska till 2 nya nationer.
Listen to me.
Lyssna till mig.
And I came in.
Och jag kom in.
And I started to cry.
Och jag började gråta.
When I saw my mother.
När jag såg min mamma.
She said, son.
Hon sa, son.
I was hoping.
Jag hoppade.
That you would come.
Att du ville komma in.
It was her birthday.
Det var hennes bursdag.
It was 8 o'clock in the night.
Klockan 8 på kvällen.
She was there worshiping the
hon
Lord.
Var där och priste Herren.
We just worshiping the Lord.
Hon tillbar Herren.
I put the, she had the gaithers on.
Hon hade gaiter på.
She had the gaithers on.
Hon hade Bill Gaither musiken på.
You know the gaithers?
Har du hört om det?
Well, listen to this.
Hon hörte på detta.
She's watching the gaithers.
Hon såg på gaithers.
And all of a sudden,
och plötsligt,
we saw her on the TV.
Så såg vi henne på TV.
My mother in the gaithers.
Min mamma på gaithers.
Ja. The Gaithers came to London.
För du säger Gaithers kom till London.
And my mother was in the congregation.
Och min mamma var i församlingen.
On the TV.
Och så såg vi henne på TV.
You never know where your praise will take you.
Du vet aldrig var din lovprisning kan ta dig.
Halleluja.
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 Halleluja. Hallelujah.
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 We want to see the walls of Jericho come down.
Vi vill se Jerikos murar falla.
I was so moved by your testimony.
Jag blev så berörd av ditt vittnesbörd.
So moved by your testimony.
Blev så berörd av ditt vittnesbörd.
There was something about you why that nurse wanted to stay there.
Det var något med dig som gjorde att sjukepleraren ville bara vara där.
Are you hear me? Because you had the peace of God.
För att du hade Guds fred med dig.
Every one of us.
Allsamman av oss.
It doesn't matter how dark the night is.
Vi har sett hur mörk natten.
We are going to praise.
Vi ska prisa Herren.
We are going to praise.
Vi ska prisa Herren.
We are going to praise.
Vi ska prisa ham.
Because praise.
För du ser lovprisning.
It's going to set you free.
Ska sätta dig fri.
There, I'm a pastor.
Jag är en pastor.
And there are times where I get tied up.
Och av och till blir jag så bunden.
I get tied up.
Jag blir bunden.
Because I know how to do things.
För jag vet hur jag ska göra.
I have to break out of that.
Jag måste bryta ut av det.
God, do something fresh in me.
Och säg Gud, gör något nytt i mig.
Do something new.
Gör något nytt i mig.
I want you.
Jag vill att du.
I want your praise.
Jag vill att din lovprisning ska vara i min mun. Halleluja.
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 Healing is coming.
Helbredelse kommer.
Healing is coming.
Helbredelse kommer.
Now I'll tell you this right now.
Ska se det nu.
I'm going to close.
Ska avsluta med detta.
Jesus said.
Jesus sa,
signs and wonders.
Tecken och under.
Will follow those.
Ska efterfölja dem.
Who believe.
Som tror.
When you live a life.
När du lever ett liv.
Of giving God first place.
Där du ger Herren först din lovprisning.
Signs and wonders follow you.
Där vill tecken och under efterfölja dig.
When you don't give God first place.
Men om inte Herren har första platsen.
You have to go after signs.
Då måste du löpa efter tecken och under.
They sing in our church.
De sjunger i vår menighet.
Lord, make me.
Herre, gör mig.
A house of praise.
Ett bönnehus.
Lord,
gör Herre.
Help me.
Hjälp mig.
To be a house of praise.
Till vara ett lovprisningshus.
Help me to be a house of prayer.
Och ett bönens hus.
We need to have both.
Vi tränger bägge delar.
Ja. Ja. This place.
Detta ställe.
I was just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was in Norway.
För 3 veckor sedan var jag i Norge.
And I was in another hotel.
Jag var på ett annat hotell.
And I brought my daughter.
Jag bragte min dotter.
And her little her daughter.
Och hennes son och mitt barnbarn där.
Yeah, daughter. And I thought, Lord, why did you put it in my heart to bring my daughter and my granddaughter?
Jag tänkte med mig själv, varför tillåt du mig att ta med mig min dotter och min dotterdotter?
And then my granddaughter
Men du ser min datterdatter.
She's only 15 months old.
Hun er bare 15 måneder gammel.
She never saw snow before.
Hun har aldri sett snø før.
And her mother brought a nice snow what do you call it?
Ja, en vinterdress.
Yeah, vinterdress. Ja,
mammaen tok på da en sånn en kjeledress, en vinterdress for henne.
And some boots.
Og noen varme støvler.
And she went outside.
Og hun gikk på utsiden.
And I saw my granddaughter.
Og jeg så min barnebarnet mitt.
She never walked on snow.
Hun hadde aldri gått på snø før.
Oh, hallelujah. And she put her foot in the snow.
Hun satte ene foten på snøen.
Then she put her foot in the other.
Og så tok hun den andre foten ut.
And then she realized her foot sunk.
Og så skjønte hun at føttene sank ned i snøen.
So she walked back.
Så tok et steg tilbake.
And walked back.
Og litt tilbake.
And Shell, when she saw,
men du ser Kjell, når hun så,
that her foot,
at hennes fot,
left the footprint,
at det ble etterlatt et fotavtrykk, da tok hun nye steg.
And listen to me. It's about time you start making footprints.
Det på tide at du og meg også etterlater oss et fotavtrykk.
My little granddaughter,
når min lille barnebarn
gave me a message,
ga meg et budskap.
She could visibly see.
Hun kunne tydelig se
what her walking does.
Hva hennes vandring hadde gjort.
Are you hearing me?
Hører du meg?
We are not going to go around in the wilderness.
Vi skal ikke bare gå og surre rundt i ødemarken.
We're going into the promised land.
Vi skal inn i løfteslandet.
And you are going to see.
Og du skal få se.
That wherever you put the sole of your feet.
At hvor enn du plasserer din fot.
God's going to give it to you.
Du skal Herren gi det til deg.
And she wanted to make footprints.
Og hun ville lage fotavtrykk overalt.
When you see,
for når du ser,
that your life leaves an impression,
at ditt liv etterlater seg et inntrykk,
you will want to have even more.
Da vil du bare gå enda mer.
Will you praise him?
Vil du prise ham i kveld?
Will you praise him?
Vil du prise ham i kveld?
Will you praise him?
Vil du prise ham?
This is a place.
Dette et sted.
Where people praise God.
Hvor folk priser Herren.
I came in yesterday.
Vi kom inn i går.
When they come up.
Og når de kom opp.
Praise is going on.
Og så pågår lovprisning her.
But the Lord is saying.
Men Herren sier.
I want to take the praise out of the cage.
Jeg vil ta lovprisningen ut av hulen.
And I want to release it into the community.
Og jeg vil forløse det ut i lokalsamfunnet.
I want it to. Are you hearing me?
Hører du meg?
Halleluja. I want the praise to become alive.
Jeg vil at lovprisningen skal bli levende.
Everything I do, Lord.
Alt jeg gjør, Herre.
Will come from praise.
Vil komme ut fra lovprisning.
For the Lord is good.
For Herren er god.
And his mercy endures forever.
Og hans nåde varer til evig tid.